Boulder County Juneteenth Celebration 2022 is coming along. It's going to be very special this year. I have in studios Chiquita Yabro. So Boulder County Juneteenth Celebration 2022 is coming. And this time we're having a celebration in person.
Yes.
And it's a special because Longmont has not had one in person, just a virtual one last year. So if you can please tell us about the celebration.
Thank you for having me, Rosanna. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share about 2022 Boulder County Juneteenth celebration. So yes, we on Saturday, there will be a celebration at the Longmont Museum. First, let me say that there will be a concentrating on lifting up our youth, celebrating our youth. And so with that, we will have workshops for youth where they will learn drumming, they will learn singing, and they will also learn dancing. And so those workshops will be all day on Saturday, the 18th, and then they will perform what they learn from the workshops at 4 o'clock at the Longmont Museum. So it's a great opportunity for our youth to learn from some great performers, some great people. And then that will be at the Longmont Museum from 4 to 7 on Saturday. So everyone pretty much are celebrating on Saturday for Juneteenth. The official Juneteenth holiday is June 19th. But the celebrations are on Saturday. And so there is also a picnic in Longmont as well by Betty Nunnally, who is putting on a picnic. And there will be food trucks for that in the afternoon as well. So it's a lot going on in Boulder County. So I'm excited. So that's all day Saturday, all day event all over Boulder County and also Erie, Weld County. And then on Sunday, we will be celebrating Juneteenth in Longmont at Roosevelt Park from 1 to 6. And also a little dedication to our fathers because we know it is on Father's Day. And we appreciate those fathers and children who will be bringing their dads out to celebrate Juneteenth and Father's Day with us. So I am totally excited. We have a great lineup. On Sunday, we'll be outside. Kids can play, run around. You can sit in your chairs, bring your blanket. Make sure you bring your chairs, bring your water bottles, and let's listen to some good music, a good word, and watch some good fashion. And so we are so excited and also dancing.
Chiquita, it seems like this celebration is going to be hands-on. Finally, after so much time that we have not been able to come together. What are you bringing that is so special this time?
Oh, thank you for asking. We have an amazing MC, Dr. Tamika Robinson. She is amazing. So she will be the MC. We will be having a spoken word. She will be providing a spoken word as well. We will have a band called Sarah Day from Denver, a young band they are amazing. We will also have our keynote speaker, Joe Neguse. He's so excited to come and share Father's Day with us in Longmont for Juneteenth and share Juneteenth with us as well. We will also have an amazing fashion show by Prep Curry, who was the first African-American to collaborate with Banana Republic, and he will have a fashion show showing off his own designs and also designs for dogs too. So my dog get to get in a fashion show too, but we'll see. And then we will be closing it out with line dancing so that we all can celebrate together throughout this great celebration and dancing with Mr. Charles Doss Jr. from Denver. He provides line dancing for so many organizations, diabetes, MS, and lupus. He try to bring joy to people through dancing, and what way to close out a great celebration is dancing together, line dancing. And then we have an amazing DJ, Big Dad, out of Denver as well. And he is amazing. And so we will be having a great and awesome time together, celebrating this great holiday of freedom, and learning about culture, learning about one another, our neighbors, and get to see different people who doesn't look like everyone, but then celebrate together. And that is key for me.
Why is this celebration extremely important?
It is extremely important because, you know, as we celebrate throughout the year, you know, MLK in January, and then February we celebrate Black History Month. You know, Black history is American history. And to know that we are, that Black people or enslaved people didn't know, there was a time where we didn't even know that we were free. And people forget that we are history. You know, we built this country as well. And so this is important because of the divisiveness throughout our country amongst people of color, BIPOC people, and, you know, and white people. I want us to be the example. We need to start showing our youth. We need to start showing other communities what it should look like. What a community should look like. And how else to do that is with great food, music, and dancing. And so coming together as a community is important, and that would start the conversation about culture, the conversation about experience, and the conversation about remembering the past, but yet what are we doing moving forward to pave the way for the next one? Because unfortunately, we're still paving ways, meaning that we're still talking about the first. And why should we still be talking about the first here in 2022? But we're doing it. And so informing our community is key and very important. I believe that together we can make huge waves of improvement socially, economically, and just loving on one another as a community. So I am so looking forward to this.
Chiquita Yarbrough with the city of Longmont. She's a city council member, and she has come to the station today to talk about the Boulder County Juneteenth Celebration 2022. That's going to be packed of fun stuff to do. And you have been organizing this, and I'm just so excited. It's going to be hands-on, a lot of fun, and bringing community together to humanize the experience of many people struggling to be visible in this society, especially. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Chiquita.
Thank you. Thank you for having me and Families of Color Colorado with putting this on in the city of Longmont. Yes. So this is our first time. Have grace and come with an open heart and ready to love one another and dance and listen to some music and listen to some good words.
Excellent. Thank you so much. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.